Not far from here, just outside of Dubuque, we have a Trappist monastery. And the first time I visited was as a seminarian on retreat. And as any good seminarian does, the first thing I did was go to the bookshop. And so I was looking at the different books and rosaries and other materials they send. And of course, the monk who worked in the bookshop came up to me and he wanted to take me to a different section. You see, these monks make their living, they support themselves by building caskets and urns. That wasn't the section I wanted to check out necessarily, but he wanted to show it to me. So he takes me over and he says, "Here, look, this is our easy open model. You'll be the first one out of the plot on the day of resurrection. And this casket here, this one comes with a get out of hell free card. It's a pretty good deal." You would think, working around caskets all the time, building them, thinking about death, praying for those who will be buried in them, these monks could be rather depressing. But rather, they show us the attitude we need to have today. Today, Easter Sunday, we look death in the face and we laugh. We know that death has no more hold over us and that we have nothing to fear. As our second reading says today, "When Christ, your life, appears, then you too will appear with him in glory." We're not here just to think about the earthly things. We think about our life in glory. Think about what we're celebrating. Today in our gospel, the disciples go to the tomb and they find something strange. The body is gone. The stone has been rolled back. Jesus isn't there. We're not used to that. I don't know why we build fences around our cemeteries. Most inhabitants aren't going anywhere. And yet we feel the need to lock them in. But an empty tomb? That's befuddling. We think of death as being something so final. This is the last word. Instead of celebrating a mass for those who have died, oftentimes people today have a celebration of life because it's over. What's left? But that is not the Christian attitude. Today, with the disciples, we run to the tomb of Jesus. We find it empty, and we rejoice in what we do not see. Death has not won. This is not the end, but life has conquered. There is something new and glorious and great that awaits us. What if that was our attitude towards life? Not being reckless with our lives, certainly, but not being afraid. Not being afraid to be bold. Not being afraid to live well. Just trying to protect the time we have on earth because, as St. Paul says, we shouldn't think just of the things of this world, but of eternity. Think of our poor disciples and apostles. When Jesus is condemned to death, they're afraid. They run away. They disappear. They hide. But after the resurrection, after the Lord has appeared to them and sent the Holy Spirit upon them, these are some of the bravest men on earth. They travel to the corners of the known world, preaching an unpopular message, converting people to Christianity, and 11 or 12 martyred. Not afraid, but looking forward to seeing Christ again and knowing that that was not the end for them. They were able to do great things because of their belief, because of their knowledge that Christ is risen from the grave. And if he has risen, we too shall rise with him one day. And so there is nothing in this world that I need to fear. I can speak the truth. I can boldly go where, yes, it may not be popular, but what can they do to me? I have Christ with me. And that is everything. Today, brothers and sisters, let us run to that tomb as well. Let us look death in the face and laugh at him and say, "Your victory is not here. This is not the end. And I have nothing more to fear in this world. Nothing than being separated from my Lord." May we draw close to Christ today to receive the promise of eternal life in this Eucharist and go forth in courage. Go forth to live well, knowing that no matter what happens to us here, we will live again. Our glory will be when Christ comes again, and we will share in his resurrection.